"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Welcome, everybody. Well, we've arrived at the Friday 5 o'clock hour. Some people look forward to the Moist Line, folks. Some don't. They'll be coming up at 5:20, round one, another batch at 5:50. In between, we do have mob members here, led by Svetlana and a couple of Ukrainians, but obviously they're busy these days. So we have augmented the mob over the years with an international cast, which includes Serbs and Polish people and French people and Turkish people. And who am I forgetting? There's a whole lot of people in the mob these days, which will help us throw a selected hack into the dumpster. The only clue is that we have never thrown this person in before. And again, that isn't a bar. We've thrown people in two or three times.
Yeah, there's no limit.
And then when you get to a certain point, there's good old Satan's Lake of Fire.
Lake of Fire, and then we vaporize you.
We vaporize you, and that's allegedly the end, but I think we've even come back around on some of those people.
Somebody we vaporized twice, I remember.
I think we have.
We assembled his molecules.
Well, it's been a few weeks, so we've cleaned out the dumpster for this person to go in about 30 minutes. There's somebody that really hasn't been on the political radar in California for that long, even though they've been around in politics, and made the news this week for a really stupid reason and makes the news really all the time for what's happening in the criminal arena here in California. So we'll do all that after the news at 5:30. So here is your Sacramento update on a story that's been around now for what? Ever since I think the war in Ukraine began, 3 months, 4 months? The idea of people getting some money back because of high gas prices.
Yeah, instead of just suspending the main tax, the 51-cent a gallon gas tax.
Oh, by the way, they turned that down again. The Republicans keep trying in Sacramento, and the Democrats keep saying, we can't do that because that's money for projects.
They're lying. They have $68 billion in surplus. And by the way, they do very few projects with the money. We've documented that for 20 years. Yeah. Right? Much of the money is stolen and sent to other uses. And even some of the money that technically is being used on transportation projects, it goes for things like bike lanes, you know, nonsense like that.
Yes, but, walking paths.
But roadway projects that you could see, like just simple repaving of the freeways.
Yep. So there's sort of a disagreement between Newsom and the Democratic-controlled legislature as to how much and who gets gas relief money. There's a proposal that taxpayers making up to $125,000 would get $200 checks with an additional $200 for each child or dependent. Well, they don't drive. Why would you give $200 for each child or dependent?
Because they turn everything into a welfare program. Just the fact that it has this $125,000 arbitrary...
That's a ceiling.
Ceiling. Yeah. It's like $125,000 living in Southern California or San Francisco.
Is that middle class? Or is that even... I guess it would be.
Barely.
Some level. So Newsom talked to the Bay Area News Group editorial board, and he says this plan that the legislature has, it'd be $8 billion going out, but they want to do it through the franchise tax board. That's the people that collects all your tax money. And he says they're too busy. So if they do that, refunds won't start until late September and could take all the way till next spring. And he says people might get cranky about that.
I don't really understand that. Because
they're busy right now with their taxes being filed.
But they have a data... Well, who knows what their data... What kind of computer system their database
really
is in.
Exactly.
Because all you got to do is just print out envelopes with all the addresses that they have of people who have car registrations, right?
Who make up to 125 grand.
Well, no, ditch that. Just give it to everybody with a car registration and then give them X amount of dollars. And so you have to print out those millions of checks and the millions of envelopes with those addresses, which you have. And that's a fairly straightforward process. That shouldn't take that long because they send out the registration bills efficiently, don't they?
Right.
Of course they do. They send out the sample ballots very efficiently. Everybody seems to get one at about the same time. So they know how to do this. It's just when it comes to giving us our tax money back, and that is our money that we paid. Oh, well, we've got all these problems here, you know, logistical problems, and you know, we've got very other issues. That no, you don't. You're lying. You just don't want to pay us the money. And then,
yeah. So the disagreement is also, if you believe this, Newsom wants more money to go to what he defines as the middle class. Apparently, the legislature really wants to limit this to the poorest of the poor. Newsom's quote is, "We want to acknowledge that the middle class felt a little left out of the last one because that's the stimulus money they gave out. That was limited to people earning $75,000 or less. That's half of the number I just quoted. So he thought maybe we ought to expand. I mean, I think, as you said, they got $68 billion.
If it's a gas tax rebate, give it to the people who pay for gas.
Well, he wants to give some money for public transit.
No, that's garbage. Public transit is garbage in Los Angeles. It just propels homeless people and the insane back and forth across the county.
He wants free rides for 3 months for people.
Oh, geez. Free rides for people who aren't paying to begin with? Well, you think all those drug addicts are paying? Stop it.
This is all rhetoric. Working people that commute by bus.
This is all rhetoric. It's all silly, stupid rhetoric. They know the truth. Just give it to everybody who pays gas tax.
Oh, and let's not forget the overriding thing here. They have to do this. They're trying to act like, oh, out of the goodness of our heart, and we know Californians are suffering, we want to give them gas price relief. No, there's a law. It's the 1979 spending cap that was passed by the voters. They eventually have to give some money back to taxpayers.
Yeah.
Or they have to spend it on, oh, dear God, education or infrastructure.
Right. Well, they have $68 billion in surplus.
Right.
And
they've been pulling maneuvers in the last couple of years to get around the refunds.
You really don't need to spend anything more on the teachers union. I think those characters have gotten fat enough. I mean, stop. They didn't work for a year and a half. They don't deserve any more money.
Right.
What is this nutty thing he says here? They want to put a cap on two cars per household. Because he wants to prevent people with 23 Teslas from exploiting.
Yeah, that's Teslas. Common.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of people that have 23 Teslas. If we try to get in there and grab some of
these. You mean like the Gettys?
They shouldn't get gas money. They're electric.
You love the people who financed your political career?
Right.
Maybe the Gettys have 23 Teslas. I don't know anybody who has more than one.
Now, we mentioned the Republicans have tried over and over again to suspend the state's entire 51-cent gas tax, but that keeps getting rejected. Democrats say it would upend funding for roadway improvements and it would benefit the oil companies.
That's their other excuse. That's a lie on top of a lie. Whoa. See, you can say anything, and they do say anything. Just tell the truth. You want to keep the money? We don't have a right to our own money. Why don't you say the truth? Stop with your stupid excuses and lies. It's so enraging. Just be honest. Hey, we got the money. We're not giving it back to you. You people are dumb enough to elect us. You're getting what you deserve.
The last time we visited this topic, we found out that the cretins in Sacramento won't even prevent the gas tax scheduled increase that's going to come on July 1st from going into effect. They wouldn't even stop. It's a few pennies a gallon. They wouldn't even stop. That's something that Newsom said we would do in January when he first started talking about the budget. They won't even do that.
It's 3 cents.
They won't give like an inch.
They won't give us the 3 cents.
They won't. 3 cents a gallon is all it's going to be.
But three cents.
They will not suspend that scheduled increase in the gas tax. That's how horrific this whole thing is. And basically what they want to do, the Democrats, they just want to funnel more money to the lower-end poor people. That's really all they want to do. Regardless of how much you drive and how much gas prices are affecting you, we just want to make sure that the low-end economic people in California get more money. All right, when we return, we will unveil part one of the Moist Line.
John and Ken show.
All right, well, we have the mob members assembled coming up after the 5:30 news update. We're going to throw a hack into the dumpster. We haven't done this for a few weeks, but we've gathered enough mob members to help us do this. It may be an unknown to many listeners because this person was just a good old politician, local assembly member, but then got elevated to a statewide position and is in the news for a couple of reasons. Our criminal justice system is collapsing and they don't seem to care, and they're just going to run for re-election. Not re-election, they were appointed. And they also made the news this week for a particularly stupid reason. When you look at the problems of California, where do you find out what this person did on behalf of you and the state of California? So we get to all that coming up after the news at 5:30. It's time to open the door and let the Moist Line people into the room. You can leave a message. You can use the iHeartRadio app. The talkback feature is indicated by a little microphone that you tap. Or you can call the toll-free number, good old-fashioned way, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
John, you really are the biggest idiot if you don't think that watering lawns is a problem. You're just selfish when it comes to watering your lawn and you waste thousands of gallons of water. You need to wake up and recognize that you are part of the problem.
Message for Deborah. During World War II, the Soviet Union trained dogs to run under tanks while they had explosives strapped to their back with a little wooden lever to blow up the enemy.
When I'm driving home, it's stuck in traffic, and I get bored. I turn on to Juani Ken. They tell the truth. They have cojones.
I agree with you guys 90% of the time, but it was rather disturbing to hear John say all of you Bay Sals is trash. Second, Ken, running a water district is a lot more than just bringing the water in, putting the water out, and billing the people. Come on, you guys, get it together. Jesus Christ, come on.
You know when you're playing with your dog and you're moving the tennis ball back and forth real quick and the dog's jerking his head side to side, following it, waiting for you to throw it? Well, that's what's going on with them telling us we don't have to water our lawns anymore. That's the tennis ball. Now, we're not looking at the high gas prices so much.
I'm supporting Gavin Newsom, I'm sorry. I don't take showers. I don't flush my toilet. And I haven't washed dishes just to save water in support of Gavin Newsom.
Imagine just being a scuba diver and the smell of vodka starts to come through your mask. You turn around and there's a Russian dolphin with a knife attached to its head dressed in commie red. I think that's the scariest possible thing you could see in the ocean.
I wonder if the Russian subways are full of homeless people, or if there are any homeless people in Russia.
How is it that Kamala Harris can talk so much and at the same time say nothing at all?
John, you just went on ranting about there not being any laws criminalizing homelessness. But what about vagrancy? Haven't you seen Rambo?
Our transportation system has been electrified since the 50s. Think about the Pacific rail cars. They were all electric. These idiots like this De Leon and these other crap heads. They're ignorant. And what do you think's running the subways here? Electricity. These people are just ignorant heads.
You have to remember, in the 1980s, the same type of groups that are doing this today said we're having an ice age coming. Well, guess what? That didn't happen either.
So if the population in California declined again another year, then why are we building so many houses and why is the cost of property so high based on supply and demand? It doesn't make sense. Sacramento, at it again.
If you think this Supreme Court leak wasn't done purposely, Democrats need something to change the narrative. So much inflation news, so much war, so much spending, so many bad things coming to the economy. All of a sudden, something that's going to rally their people and any independent that's in the middle, and it released us. Supreme Court had this since February.
Here in Texas, people ask why I left California. The guy broke into a woman's house. Got her kids in there. She shoots him dead. The cops say, no problem, he broke in. In California, I'd go to jail and have probably 10 different crimes against me for defending my own property.
I just bought a box of Ben's converted rice. We no longer have an uncle, and they took down his picture. We all know why. If this company had a, they would have kept everything the same and just changed it to a white guy.
I am a duck lover, and I hope they catch the little that's killing the ducks, and they let the Anaheim ducks practice puck shooting on them. And by the way, ducks are protected by the Federal Migratory Bird Act. This must cease, this duck killing.
The road diet continues. And they're right in the middle of the San Fernando Valley. Reseda's getting pinched down to one lane both ways. And if you're driving along the 210 towards Pasadena, heaven help you if there's an accident, because Foothill Boulevard that runs parallel is being pinched down also to one lane both ways. The war goes on.
It all makes sense now. John's a duck.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Does that mean he wants someone to chase you with a pellet gun?
The people who use the app to talk to us.
Yes, you can pick them out now, can't you?
Well, they're so clear.
They're very clear.
Yeah.
That's why it's not a bad idea. You can really hear them like they're part of the show.
I know,
like,
but it kind of spooks me. It's as if they're here. They feel like they're in the studio. They're so clear.
Well, you know, the day will come.
I can hear him breathing. And
I feel this way sometimes when I listen to interviews with people on the phone, and I'm like, can't we do better than that? I realize phones are not about talking anymore. They're using for a thousand
different reasons. But the cell phones are much worse connections than the landlines.
Yeah, that's true.
Which really pissed me off, because for all the hype about iPhones, the primary purpose for me is to talk on the phone. I know I'm kind of weird, but I do.
Yeah, that's, you're kind of an outlier.
And it's like, they make this invention, they charge you $1,000 for it, and it's worse than the landline at home. I don't understand. But everybody just went along with it. I'm sure they could do better, but they don't have to.
Oh, there'll be more slime people coming up. But yeah, again, you can use the iHeartRadio app to drop a message, and you can see how clear it is. We'll be able to actually follow it.
Well, it looks like people really were pissed off about these water restrictions.
The restrictions.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of them were pissed off at us for acting like we shouldn't bother.
I don't think you just don't know. What you don't know is 80% of the available water is used by the agriculture industry, farming. And about 10% of the water is used just for almonds. And actual people, homes, we use 6% of the available water. 14% is used by industry and business, and then 6% for us. So no, me watering the lawn uses an extremely microscopic percentage of the available water. Mostly it's farming. It is.
Yeah.
It's farming and business. And we have just a little bit to water our lawn, a little bit to take a shower. And the idea that we have to put up with water restrictions is just shows you how onerous and abusive the government is. They know this. They know the percentages. I'm not giving you any breaking news. You can go look it up, Google yourself. It's in 500,000 articles.
So the percentage theory breakdown. About more control things. They just want to control your life. Is that what they're why
yeah,
they focus on the 6%?
Yes, I think that is basic human nature is to control. That's what history shows. History is nothing but one control freak after another, bossing their population around, abusing them, mistreating them, killing them, barging into other people's countries and cities and abusing them, killing them.
All right, coming up next, we will have the mob members here to throw a hack into the dumpster. And, of course, I'll give you all the reasons why. And then the Moistline people will be back around in about 20 minutes.
John and Ken show.
Why not take out the trash? Hack at a dumpster. It's a long John and Ken tradition. It's back this week. We'll tell you who's going in the dumpster in a moment. But if you want to see something kind of funny and kind of gross, the New York Post has just published an excerpt from a new book. It's by the guy that got the Hunter Biden laptop at his repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware. He starts out by telling the story of when Hunter Biden stumbled in smelling of alcohol to drop off the laptops and was a little hesitant about giving his last name. I asked him for his last name. He paused, looked at me funny. How dare I not know who he was? Biden, said. But if you scroll down in the story, he's got some of the pictures that were on the laptop, including one. It can't be that long ago because he's got a mask on his chin. So he really, that's like meth mouth.
Meth mouth.
Yeah, he needs the top teeth.
He needs Dr. Cunning. Look at that.
Yeah.
His teeth
He looks like he's in a dental office there. Maybe that's why he's wearing the mask. See behind him, it looks like equipment.
Well, that's probably why they took a picture of the photo, took a photo of the teeth.
Teeth to show him.
And he put it on his computer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll down to the one with the little, diaper on or what?
What is that? He's wearing a diaper and a very pretty red scarf.
He poses with little to the imagination and a red scarf. It's blurred out, so maybe you can see.
Maybe he's got his, blurring out
the bulge? It's like a skimpy bottom. I don't know what it is.
He's insane. You realize he's completely nuts?
Well, he's a narcissist.
And he's fried his brain. I mean, to have your teeth look like that, you know how much meth you have to take? Oh, my God. And this guy was flying around the world, scamming business people to make his dad rich.
Yeah, it looks like the relationship.
When
you go make the money off of my name and then help me spend it.
When that story comes out, it will come out. That's going to be rich.
The Republicans get control of the House of Representatives. That's all there's going to be, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move over now to hack at a dumpster. There were two reasons for this. The big reason we're throwing this person into the dumpster is the horrific criminal justice system that we have. Earlier this week, we talked to the Sacramento District Attorney, Anne-Marie Schubert. She actually came in studio a couple of days ago. And one of the things we covered when we talked to her, she would like to be your next attorney general, and we think she's a fine choice, is that the attorney general is supposed to look after district attorneys in the different counties. There are 58 counties in California, and interfere if necessary. Well, we have two of them that are out of control right now. Here in L.A. County, it's George Gascon, as you know. RecallDAGeorgeGascon.com is the website. They have eclipsed 400,000 signatures gathered and $6 million in money.
Get on the winning bandwagon here. Be part of history. Sign a recall petition.
And this person, who's the Attorney General, Rob Bonta, could certainly do something about... I mean, we told you earlier in the show, a judge had to overrule Gascon, who wanted to ignore two strikes that this lady already had on her record, and then she went and murdered her daughter. So he wanted to reduce her sentence significantly. She was already a violent person, and she kills her daughter. That's his response?
It's sickening. She murdered her daughter, tortured the daughter, kicked her all around the house.
Yeah.
And Gascon doesn't even want to give her 25 years.
No.
Not even 25 years for a woman who kicked her daughter around the house, killed her, and had already had two violent strikes on the record. I've run out of vocabulary to describe Gascon's mental illness.
Well, Emory Schubert told us, as the Attorney General of the state of California, you can interfere when district attorneys and counties are not doing their job. So, but nothing from Bonta. Of course, he's all on board with this. This is the criminal justice reform he wants. We can recall him for office just by voting for somebody else in June and November, and that's what we hope a lot of people do. But most people don't pay attention to that race. They don't know who the attorney general is, really what they do. I mean, the other place, too, where this is out of control is the San Francisco County, where it's Chesa Boudin, who is the DA, but they're going to vote for his recall in June.
And they're going to recall him. That would be a shame if Chesa Boudin gets recalled and we don't get Gascon.
It would be weird.
Yeah.
If San Francisco do this and
the polls are terrible for Chesa.
So Bonta made the news this week, and this is the other reason he's going into the dumpster. He's one of the attorneys general of several states that is suing the United States Postal Service. Now, you might stop and think, why would the California Attorney General sue on behalf of you in the state of California? Why would they sue the United States Postal Service? Well, apparently it's all about the fact that the Postal Service has made a decision to buy fossil fuel-powered internal combustion engine vehicles. Yes, they're going to add to the fleet of Postal Service trucks you see out on the roads, and they've chosen, and a big contract, for them to be gas-powered. That's an outrage to our attorney general. So he's suing.
He's suing.
Well, as the attorney general of California, he's suing. Yes.
He's suing the U.S. Post Office.
So is the District of Columbia and a bunch of other states.
Oh, that is
the city
just,
of New York.
It's not their business.
They're claiming because these Postal Service trucks ride down the streets of California, it is their business. And they're emitting carbon.
Stop it.
Methane. And
it's, but if they're going to, this is so stupid, because it's all one atmosphere. So if they're running gas-powered trucks in the other 49 states, it's all in the same atmosphere.
Exactly.
It's like California forced out all these factories to other states and other countries because of its restrictive environmental rules. But those companies still exist, and they're producing the same amount of pollution in all these other countries and states. It doesn't change the atmosphere at all. It doesn't change. Restricting gas-powered postal trucks just in California has zero effect on worldwide atmospheric temperature. Zero. They're all crazy. This is all performance.
It is all performance.
And there's not
to get attention
one
to
a jackal of a reporter to say, exactly how many degrees do you lower the atmospheric temperature by banning postal trucks that run on gas?
It's the infamous virtue signaling that we talk about all the time.
It's become a religion.
So here is Bonta talking about, let's see, this is audio from a little while ago about organized retail crime rings, but we'll just use it to throw them into the dumpster.
What
so start to play this.
Today's announcements should serve as another warning to those who engage in this criminal activity and commit brazen crimes with no regard for the safety of workers, our businesses,
and about that.
Our community.
Where's the mob?
Bring the mob.
I want to hear the Ukrainians, the Serbians, the French, the Polish, everybody. Let's pick
them up and toss them in.
Come on, pick them up and whirl them in the air a few times. Open the lid. There you go. Boom.
Close the lid and trap them in there. Hope it smells in there.
As our state chief law enforcement officer, I'm committed to holding
it's not an electric dumpster, so it probably has a lot of
doing that today.
And terrible. Is carbon spewing.
There's a lot of
refuse in there.
Biodiesel fuel in there.
We got a lot of bodies in there. That is the Attorney General Rob Bonta.
God.
Who has gone into the John and Ken mob dumpster.
What a headache.
All right. When we come back, what do? We finish the show with the Moist Line.
John and Ken, KFI.
This made news this afternoon. California likely will have an energy shortfall equivalent to what it takes to power about 1.3 million homes when use is at its peak during the hot and dry summer months, according to state officials. This could mean, blackouts. This message from the California Public Utilities Commission, the California Energy Commission, and the California Independent System Operator. So,
I'm going to do
once again, this is the annual warning.
I'm going to do another I told you so dance.
Yeah.
We told you that they do not make enough reliable energy from wind and solar.
Not when it's peak time.
They don't. They don't.
Particularly,
it
says early evening when people come home and turn on all the air conditioners to full blast in the hottest months.
You need,
and then they're cooking and doing their clothing or whatever else they're doing.
You need more natural gas plants, and you need to keep the nuclear plant open, the last one we have left. And they never should have closed the others.
And that's what Newsom just announced. He told the LA Times that he's in favor of trying to keep Diablo Canyon open.
He's an incompetent boob. He's been pushing, him and Jerry Brown have been pushing this nonsense for over 10 years. And now it's like everything else. Okay, had it your way. Go wind and solar.
Well, and the other problem is that hydropower generation is not good because of the lack of water. Yeah, that's also adding to this.
It's not a surprise. We live in a desert climate here. Of course you're going to have droughts. All you have to do is look up the history of the state. It's easily accessible. They've had droughts that have lasted hundreds of years within the last 1,000 years.
Well, so here's the chart. 14% of the state's electricity came from hydropower, 34% allegedly from solar, nuclear power 10%.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the...
But the thing is, you need the 100%. If you lose that nuclear 10%, you're dead.
True. It's you lose blackouts. Anything, you just may not have right. enough at you, certain you times of the day.
You can't lose 1%. You can't lose a half of 1%. You have to have 100% fully generated. He was going to close the natural gas plants and reverse that. This idea is so much stupid hype. And, you know, I was listening to somebody. I was a spokesman with the American Gas Association. It represents natural gas companies. And she says, what people don't understand is, like with electric cars, what do you think makes the electricity? The electricity is made by natural gas. People think that because you're driving an electric car, it's like, wow, this is carbon free and blah, 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 blah. It's like that the electrical grid is primarily powered by burning natural gas or coal or nuclear. The electric car is not carbon free. It will never be.
We'll have more on this on Monday. Let's get to the voice line and wrap up the show. You can, of course, leave a message on the iHeartRadio app with the little microphone, or you can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I'm with John. All these executions, they need to go out with a bang, you know. Put it on pay-per-view, make somebody do the cucaracha dance through a minefield, throw grenades at them, machine guns, stuff like that. I'd pay for it on pay-per-view.
I'm Mike Sewer's wiener dog. If I have to co-star in one more f***ing commercial with that loser, I'm going to bite someone's f***.
I hear that they found Jimmy Hoffa and Lake Mead.
The Atomic Museum is also another gem in Vegas that nobody knows about. The atomic bomb and all that. It's pretty cool.
Hey, they had us chasing our tails all these years. That body in the barrel is Jimmy Hoffa.
You know, this thing about that one school, it sounds like they're training kids to be informants for the Thought Police from Orwell's 1984. Welcome to the new world.
There is only one race, the human race. God only made one race. The rest is evolution for survival. When aliens show up on the planet, then we will have another race.
I'm a former LA County cop, and I had a number of correctional officer friends. And there was one guy who he did fall in love with a prisoner, and he didn't do anything illegal. He quit his job so he could be with her and marry her and so on and so forth when she got out.
So somebody experiencing femininity while they were experiencing homelessness, experienced insanity, experienced arson, lit a guy on fire so he could experience being a torch. I feel like I'm experiencing living in a Roadrunner cartoon.
Why does the president seem to think all the states have high gas prices? Ohio's 338, Kentucky is 370, Texas is 340. Hey, voters. June the 6th. Time to get rid of our governor. Get somebody else.
Yeah.
Is Gavin Newsom going to implement another gas tax to help pay for all these abortions since California is going to be the abortion world of the world?
The quick response of these protesters out in front of the Supreme Court and carrying signs, it's pretty obvious it was already a planned event. But the big question is, will the Democrats give it the same attention to look into who this person was or persons that leaked this information, if it's going to get the same attention as they looked upon what occurred on January the 6th?
How can Ken accuse John of having a dirty mind one day after Ken spent almost 10 minutes graphically describing a guy whose arm had a penis graft?
What's so ridiculous about the way government calculates inflation? The only real economy are the two things that humans have to do: eat food and find a way to transport yourself to places.
Hey, John and Ken, do you think Sweet James Bergener will take my case against you guys for making my ears bleed from that stupid song on TikTok?
So I've listened to you guys my entire life. My grandparents have listened to you. My parents listen to you. I listen to you every single day. But I will boycott your show if you play that Mary Poppins song one more time. Seriously, or at least put a trigger warning before it.
Disinformation
it
woman.
It irritates me more than Hillary's voice and Loretta Chance Sanchez's voice combined. Fix it.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
The point was to irritate you with this woman because it's a stupid position, a stupid idea.
You know, we got to bring her back from time to time. We need an occasional
encore
performance. Yeah, I didn't realize it would touch such a nerve.
Ministry of Disinformation. Or Ministry of Truth, they call it. Yeah.
Conway's here.
Hey now. Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. We'll handicap that sucker and see if we can win. Right?
Who you picking?
I'm with Taba number 12, the 12 horse. I'm on the 12 horse.
Okay.
But I'm also playing a couple of other gimmicks, exotics, because it's going to pay like a phone book tomorrow. I mean, because they knocked off the dime and the 20-cent bet. So in order to bet a superfect, you have to spend $24. So there's going to be probably another $10 to $15 million in there that wasn't last year.
Oh.
So it's going to pay you like gangbusters. Where are you going to watch it? You going to go to Santa Anita to watch it? You guys going to the track to watch it?
No, I got to go to my son's baseball game. So.
Oh, really?
I'm going to miss it. Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, there's a kid down the hall. What's his name? Vetter, who's getting married tomorrow night. He's getting married during the Kentucky Derby.
What's wrong with people?
How does that happen?
I don't know.
But anyway, Neil Savage's coming on to talk about food halls. They're all the rage now. I didn't even know what that is. And then we also have Alex Michelson coming on. I don't know why.
Quite a show.
Come on. And then Ted Ziegenbusch will come on to handicap. I'm looking forward to that Ted Ziegenbusch bit.
He handicaps.
He's a great handicapper.
Hey, really?
Yeah, he's terrific. He's really good at reading.
Quite the Derby night on your show.
he used to do love songs on the coast.
Oh, I remember. Yes.
Yeah. You know,
I had no idea he was a handicapper.
And by night, at nights he would do love songs, and then during the day he had his nose deep in the racing form.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't think of those two. You don't think of love songs.
Is this how Phil Mickelson lost all that money he was betting on horses for?
I don't know what he was doing, but $40 million. Well, you know, he's worth $480 million.
Yeah,
you know, lost $10 million a year in a 4-year period.
So he was losing about 10% of his net worth.
At those numbers, you can do that,
right? I guess so, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean,
if you're making $40,000 and you're losing $10,000 a year, you're going to be in trouble,
right?
But if
I lost 10% of my net worth, my wife would kill me.
Yeah,
I mean that'd be like $1,400, you know.
Sometimes I try to imagine you as a husband.
Yeah, really?
So does my wife.
What a challenge that must be.
Well, I mean, look, every 10:30 every night, this comes through the door, right?
Yeah, you know,
this comes through the door.
This is it,
right? It doesn't get better with age.
No. Looking like Hunter Biden, yeah.
You know, you start to smell like an old man. It's a rough road.
All right, ding dong.
All right, ding dong with you guys. Happy.
Go, bring it on. Derby. Love it.
Conway's next. Crusher with the news, KFI and KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger.
They're just not big enough. So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over $175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.